My Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, and on a Tuesday morning to take a look at the overnight trade from the CME Group and what's the expectation for the futures markets today. Let's take a quick look at what the national average basis for corn has done overnight. It was 2 cents weaker at 31 cents under the December futures contract. The national corn index down 3 cents at $2.99 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans 22 cents weaker at 24 cents under the November futures contract. And the soybean index for the cash price 41 cents lower at $9.15. We'll take a more complete look at those numbers in just a bit, but let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us this morning to take a look at weather here in the Midwest and around the globe. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood, so to speak. It is mostly sunny across a big part of the Midwest this morning. We have low humidity in quite a few areas, but there are some areas of ground fog being still reported in a handful of locations, but we do have temperatures running mostly in the upper 40s, lower 50s across the region, and it is very pleasant. The winds are light out there. We're going to see still a several-day period here in which farming activity will advance without any hindrance from the weather scene. We are expecting to see only showers in the westernmost fringes of the corn and soybean production area today and tomorrow. This will be from Kansas into Nebraska, western Iowa, into southern portions of Minnesota, southeastern South Dakota. Whatever rain occurs in these areas is going to be erratic and light, probably running upwards to maybe a maximum of 3/4 of an inch, and the area from southeastern, or actually northeastern Nebraska into the southwest corner of Minnesota, everybody else is just going to get a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 or 3/10 of an inch. The heart of the Midwest will see abundant sunshine over these next several days, and we will continue to see a warming trend get underway. The afternoon temperatures are going to rebound. We're going to start off here still somewhat on the mild side. Afternoon temperatures today running primarily in the 70s across the region. There will be some upper 60s in Michigan and northeastern Ohio. There's also going to be some upper 60s out there in the rainier areas in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Those areas will probably struggle to get much sunshine and therefore not going to warm very well. As we go through the rest of this week, we'll see the temperatures gradually warm. Tomorrow, mostly in the 70s across the region. And the high temperatures as we get into Thursday afternoon will be upper 70s and lower 80s. And we'll probably stay in that range as we go Friday into Saturday. Now, as we turn ourselves to look towards the early part of next week, I have to tell you that the weather isn't going to stay quite as favorable as it has been. There will likely be a change. A pooling of colder air will take place in Canada as we go through this coming weekend, and it will begin to push into the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt early next week. The cold will probably start off rather innocent, but there will be a reinforcing shot of it that will likely bring temperatures down quite a bit by the time we get to the latter part of the first week in October. And so we'll likely see a significant rain event preceding that, and then we'll probably run into a relatively significant cooling trend, and afternoon highs may eventually fall back into the range of upper 50s and 60s in some of the northern portions of the region. So definitely going to be turning quite a bit cooler as we get into the end of the first week of October. In the meantime, though, conditions are going to be just about ideal across the region, and we are also seeing good weather in other areas in North America. The corn and soybean producing areas in southeastern Canada and Ontario and Quebec look ideal right now. No precipitation of much consequence there either. And the same is true across the Canadian prairies and the northern U.S. plains, but again, that will change as we move towards this weekend and into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his daily updates of the weather forecast in the growing regions in the Midwest, the nation, and around the planet. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago. Of course, they opened at 8:30 again for regular trade and resumption of the Tuesday session. That started overnight last night. December soft red winter wheat at $4.78, a penny and a quarter higher. July of next year up rather down 2.5 cents at $5.06. December corn 2 3/4 lower at 327.5. The March at 339 3/4 down 3. July down 2 3/4. In December of next year down 2 3/4. November beans at 936, 2 1/4 lower. January down 2 at 943 3/4. The May penny and 3/4 lower. July down 1.5. And next year's November down 3 at $9.48.5. Bean meal down $1.10. Bean oil at 32.10, up 10 cents for the day. Live cattle futures in the October at 155.50. Actually, I don't have that. One moment. I'll give you the actual trade there. The live cattle futures are at 155.12.5. They're 37.5 lower. October feeder cattle at 229 and a nickel are down 22.5 cents. And lean hogs today at $107.45 are 15 cents higher. On the phone line to take up these numbers and what the rest of the session might look like for the day is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning to you, Pete. How are you? Oh, appears Pete's not available at the moment. We'll take a moment and try to call Pete and find out what he's up to right here as we make our way through this opening market report. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. There he is. Good morning to you, Pete. How are you
doing? Hello. I could hear you. You just couldn't hear me.
Well, it happens when I have two people on the phone lines, and we got to hear the beep from Drew Lerner as he'd already hung up on us. So you're with us this morning. What do you make of the market in the overnight trade?
Well, we tried to bounce after the big move down, and we did bounce for a little bit, but couldn't. The new bounces were just being sold because of the harvest coming in and the bigger pace and the bigger yields coming in.
And your expectations for the day?
Expected to stay to the negative side in corn and beans, wheat back and forth. Been both sides, and again, it was that way yesterday, but expect corn and beans to grind lower as we get into more harvest.
There is some sense in the marketplace, and this has been building for a couple or two or three weeks, Pete, that the numbers from the FSA that came out earlier in the month might actually indicate a larger drop in not harvested acres particular, but in planted acres. Are you of that same mind, and does it really matter given the size of the crop that and the expectations for both the corn and
soybeans? Well, I think the people that think the acres will be lower are saying, well, it doesn't matter because the yields will be a lot higher than what USDA had. So I think there's still independent companies and other people raising carryout, even with 2 million less acres of corn and 1 million less of beans.
Now, just an offsetting function, and it would be outweighed by the sheer size of the crop that's coming in. Tell me about some of the yields you're hearing.
Well, basically, we're hearing in really the worst dirt you could imagine in deep southern Illinois, 180 to 90, which is 50 above normal. We've got guys in Missouri with a 140 APH, averaging 210, 220, 230. In Illinois, I've got guys 240 to 270 that normally grow 160 to 180. We've got some people that have had actual fields dry over 300, but 230 to 270 is common. You get above 270, it's kind of rare, but we've heard 280s and 3s and 313s. And you get below 200 is kind of rare anywhere, unless you're on really poor, poor dirt. 220 is about the lowest we hear in decent dirt, and in that same area you hear stuff as high as 280.
One contract I do want to take up, December corn futures trading below $3.30 today at 327.5. That's kind of a number people have looked at. How important will it be throughout the day today?
I'm not a technical man that much. I mean, Mr. Zwicker's been talking about 308 for a long time and even going under 3, and I would be in his boat of down into that 3 to 310 area. I don't know if it matters if we go through it today or not.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart, of course, with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us on this opening market report here from Illinois Public Media. We are located on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. I'm Todd Gleason. You can find our information online at willag.org. That's willag.org. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Well, here's a quick look at the forecast locally for the Urbana-Champaign area as we come up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Sunny skies and a high of 72. On a southeast wind today at 3 to 6. Tonight, clear and a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny and 74. Tomorrow night, clear and 52. And on Thursday, sunny skies and 78 on a calm wind out of the east-southeast. And Thursday night, clear and 53. Friday, sunny skies and 79 degrees. And Saturday, sunny skies and 79 as well. Sunday, mostly sunny and 78. We'll be back in just about 1 hour.
Good morning. The U.S. and its allies have launched airstrikes against ISIS, hitting targets inside Syria for the first time. Our Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has the details on Morning Edition from NPR News. Airstrikes will be a leading topic as world leaders gather at the UN this week, adding to an agenda already loaded with crises. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Also this hour, questions over security at the White House after an armed intruder jumps the fence and runs through the front door. We'll hear how the Ebola outbreak is devastating economies in West Africa. In Germany, the government wants to reduce international arms sales, and that's upset the residents of one town. And an exhibit that focuses not on the art, but the tools. It's Tuesday, September 23rd. Actor Jason Alexander turns 55. The news is next.